So, Keith, you've been playing Spider-Man. Tell us a little bit about it.
Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4 is like probably the best superhero game I played. Easily the best Spider-Man game I played. Goes back to that Spider-Man 2 back on the PlayStation 1, I think.
Hold on. So you're saying the best superhero game you ever played better than Arkham Knight, Arkham City?
I haven't beat it, so I really can't make that type of judgment. But where Arkham City was pretty restrictive and the city itself was kind of dead and everything, this is wide open. The map is huge. The web swinging is just excellent. It generates that whole feel, freedom, speed, and it's immersive as hell. It's a fun game. I don't know how they do it, but I remember playing the game in Infamous and jumping off the top of a building. And you kind of felt that rush before it hit the ground. Mm. And Barry, you played Infamous, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of felt like, whoa, shit. Like, and kind of lands on his feet and stuff. And he's like,
yeah, that was also a prototype for me, jumping from very tall buildings. And I got a sense of vertigo falling.
Right. This one's just like Spider-Man just jump, do a backflip, and just do a power dive. Damn. So the web swinging is intuitive. There's no muss, no fuss to it. The combat is enough like the Batman Arkham games, but the button placements are different enough that you have to kind of think about it for a second. For instance, you use the triangle button to dodge out the way to do a counter, or in this case, it's a zero key, the one to the right. So, like, you know, I kept kind of hit that top one to do a counter or whatever, and it was just like failing and everything. The storyline is pretty good. They don't go through any lengthy backstory or anything like that. They took a page out of Marvel and how they handle Spider-Man. And basically, he's already established. In this case, Spider-Man's been doing this for years. He said he was doing it for 8 years at this point. So he's a veteran. The city knows him.
So hold on. How old would that make him? Like, what, 20?
He started
when he was a teenager.
Yeah, he started when he was like 16. So he just graduated from college and grad school. Right. So he's about 25 right now.
And isn't there something that they're doing with, I guess, the Osborns and Mary Jane and also J. Jonah Jameson?
Yeah, they switched up a lot of characters. For instance, Peter Parker is not a photographer for the Daily Bugle. He's left that job. J. Jonah Jameson is no longer with the Daily Bugle either. He's written a book and he's a radio personality.
Yeah, so he's basically spreading fearmonger.
Yeah.
A whole nother universe.
They switched up enough stuff so you kind of feel like you're coming into a new story arc in a comic book where something's changed, but enough of it is the same. The core elements are still there. Spider-Man is still feeling guilt about power, responsibility, that whole angle. And in general, he's Peter Parker, mild mannered, but just like in Spider-Man 2, the latenesses and stuff like that when he's saving the day, but then he's late for his job at the lab. And there's a lot of real world elements, or like there's a lot of investigation done outside of the costume. There's like little side missions, like such as analyzing chemicals and we're doing lab work and stuff that goes in, but it offers experience points for you to and other upgrades for yourself. Graphics are phenomenal. No clipping. I didn't see any graphical glitches or anything like that.
What PS4 are you playing on?
What's that?
So what PS4 are you playing on?
Just the normal one. I think I got the second generation PlayStation 4, so I don't have the Pro. I hear it's better looking on the Pro. Pro looks a little bit better than that because you can do it on 4K televisions. But I don't have a 4K TV, so it doesn't matter.
Keep broke, y'all.
So the storyline is real good. It starts off, basically, you take down the Kingpin. And once you take down the Kingpin, he leaves with a threat saying that without him, this city's criminals are going to go crazy. They're going to just go hog wild. And pretty much that's what's happening. The main storyline with relatively new character called Mr. Negative. I haven't touched on that yet. So I played for about four hours last night. And that 4 hours, I really didn't touch on the single player story. Just to say, I've just been swinging around the city and doing little side missions, random crimes that are occurring. The explanation for all the crime is that because the Kingpin's been locked up, he's not in control of it anymore. Everyone's just going wild, doing whatever they want. So you pretty much got to catch on stuff. There's a lot of climbing up to towers and stuff for skyscrapers and activating police scanners that kind of unlocks the map and everything. And that in and of itself, because web slinging is so much fun, I don't mind it. I don't care because it's fun as hell, like try to break off little combos and stuff. I mean, it's very much like how just playing Tony Hawk and that second Spider-Man game was on the PlayStation. The original PlayStation was so intuitive and free flowing that you'd enjoy yourself just kind of dashing around. Combat is extremely fluid. Controls are precise. You can pull off combos and all kinds of stuff, but it's a huge Arkham feel. We can tell they took a page out of the Arkham games, but they add enough flair into it that it makes it uniquely Spider-Man in a way. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to getting to it and getting more into the story. I hear the storyline is extremely good. So I haven't really touched on that. So I'm fine with that.
And then you also mentioned that Miles Morales is in this as well, right?
Yeah, he pops up and he's more or less a cameo. I don't know the depth of what you'll do with that character. Also, they did something else that can be construed that might be controversial. I haven't heard any negatives about it yet, but it's clear that they've made it in a Destiny fashion, whereas it's gaming as a service. So there's additional content that will be available. So this game kind of sets up that additional content that's coming.
Oh, God. So you're saying that basically you beat this game, but there's another storyline coming up as exactly. a DLC. And then another storyline as another DLC.
Right. So whether or not that DLC is how much it costs or if it's free, I don't know.
Free, that may not be that much of a problem, but they need to release it quick, though.
They've already got the schedule.
So it's like, oh, okay. So basically it's like seasons.
Correct.
Well, I think Sleeping Dogs had the best implementation of the Arkham combat.
Yeah. Sleeping Dogs, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you select the moveset and you kind of move off from there. That's similar to this. So Spider-Man's got a number of suits. Each one of the suits that he has a different attack or different abilities. But the cool thing is that you can take some of those suit augmentations and move them into other suits. I haven't really explored too much of that. So like the, for instance, when you start the game out, you start out in his classic suit. Then he gets an upgraded one when he needs to repair his. You still got your classic one, but the upgraded one offers a bonus to do a special attack. Like it fills up your focus up a lot faster so you can do combos like Arkham. And then the subsequent other suits, I think there's like, I saw 10. There might be more. The Iron Spider one, the one from the Avengers movie. Infinity War movie. So they've got that one in there and it has the actual four legs, the four actuator arms. The cool thing is that you don't have to pay to get them unlocked. You actually can unlock them in the game as long as you complete the challenge task.
For, like, just say if you had a certain ability that you liked and it was with a suit that you didn't like. So you tell me if the suit you like, you won't have it because you got to wear the suit you don't like.
That may or may not be the case. And I didn't get a chance to dig into it, but there was a way you can maneuver and move abilities or add certain augmentations to each of the suits. Mm-hmm. I think each suit, though, has one special ability that's unique to that suit. If you use a punk Spider-Man one where he's got a mohawk and other crap, he'll have the shockwave attack.
Oh, okay. So it's like one ability. Okay. Exactly. Gotcha. So it's not that bad. But you see what I was saying? Because that would be fucked up.
Yeah, I do. So all the DLC is lined up and has release dates, and they're each awesome. So if you buy the $80 digital deluxe edition, you get all DLC for free. I mean, it comes with all the DLC, but as they come out, they'll be released. So like the first one to be released will be released on October 23rd. It's called The Heist. Then after that, November, and then another one in December. So three altogether, I think.
Did you play Just Cause 3?
No, I never. I think I just basically watched you play it.
Yeah, because I wonder how the traversal is compared to Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's traversal is a lot more contextual. So if he hits a building, he'll run across it or he'll bounce off, he'll push off of it. And web slinging is like, it's not web slinging into midair into empty air. It's like if there's no building nearby, he'll just keep falling and stuff, and he'll just generally land on his feet or he'll web to a light post or something to break his fall. As opposed to in Just Cause, where you fire the grappling hook and it just kind of pulled you along, almost like the grappling hook was just a visual guide and the character was just jumping that far. In this case, in Spider-Man, it's like literally like when a web hits, his arm will kind of arch back and his body will twist around the apex of a swing. Turning to the right, you can curve around a building and you can kind of see his body movement mimic that movement and everything. It looks like just like a person running, cut back and like maybe break and make a quick turn. You know, the whole body reacts and everything. It does the same thing as Spider-Man. Web sling through a tree, you'll hear the tree sounds and see bursts of leaves and stuff flying out of there as he swings through it. People duck out of his way if he swings too low. So it's a lot of it's like very much level of impact to all this stuff. But what I saw with Just Cause, did the grappling thing well, but it was a little floaty, I guess that would be a term I would use.
I mean, I actually enjoyed the grappling in Just Cause. I mean, I understand it may be floating because it seemed like Spider-Man from the visual sense is a lot smoother. Right. But then at the same time, the reason why I was floating in Just Cause is because he had a wingsuit. So I guess, I don't know, maybe that's the reason why.
No, like I said, I've only watched you guys play it. So I can't really say how it feels in terms of it with controller in my hand doing it. But the only thing I can really compare it to is previous Spider-Man games. It feels pretty superior to what was done in Just Cause. Judging by how long, the fact that I haven't really gotten into the main story, it's about the average length for an adventure game. So give it like 20 to 30 hours if you try to unlock every single thing. Right. If you just kind of burn through the story content and everything, you'll get through it pretty quick, maybe 10 to 15. It's a phenomenal game. They did a good job. I'm pleased to see that the studio's kind of up their game to this level.
Yeah, I was looking at some YouTube videos and some Twitch streams.
I was watching someone playing on Twitch.
I mean, again, it just reminds me a lot of Infamous.
Yeah.
And Prototype.
Yeah, more along the lines of... or Crackdown. Not along the lines of that, because like Infamous, they end up like recycling all the things they did in the first Infamous game. And while they made it better looking with each subsequent game, they kept the whole thing of combo attacks and everything like that. And, you know, you upgrade your powers and kind of work your way through it and everything. But this one, it feels more like Spider-Man, because Spider-Man did have different suits for different events, constantly tweaking his web shooters. It's almost like they took what was in the comic books and what was in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and brought it in, because his suits all got a whole lot of technology in it that he's kind of put together.
Because didn't they do that with Batman? Like, wasn't there different suits you could get? Or
you could, but they didn't offer any. It was visual. They didn't offer anything new to it or any kind of bonuses or anything.
Last game just got repetitive. It was those levels with the Batmobile that just got on my nerves.
Once they fixed the game, the Batmobile levels weren't that bad. I mean, it started getting fun. But my problem with Batman was that they kept doing the same thing where you're just in a town, you're in an environment with nothing but enemies. That's all you did was just, you know, beat up the enemies. And the little bit of detectiving stuff that you did was pretty lightweight compared to that, when Batman as a character has got so much going for him. But in the end, the stories were most invested in, though, I think. And of course, the combat.